Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's a wonderful honor to serve the living God, the true God. There are so many in the world who have been introduced to false gods, and they learn things that hinder them from understanding who Jesus is. But they found out that they know that something's wrong and they don't know what it is. They still have a longing for the peace of God. There's nothing I treasure more than my relationship with God, my peace with Him. He's got my back. I have a wonderful future ahead of me. The more I learn from the Lord, the more I want to learn from Him. You know, His ways are purified. I love Him. The mountain that was before Zerubbabel, because of Jesus Christ, it has become a plain. The law, the condition that we were in before we met Christ, that was our mountain. There was no way in the world we were going to get out of the trouble we were in. But when you believe on Jesus Christ, and in order to believe on Jesus Christ, you have to hear His word. And that's like a spark of hope, which becomes faith. You're hearing concepts that's not of this world. Concepts that's from God. The world system is anti-Christ. The world system is anti-love, anti-God, anti-blessing. The gifts of the world are stolen. Everything of the world, it's a debauchery. It's an improper use. Every gift that God gave us, everything that makes life wonderful, is twisted. The lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life. All the wonderful things that God has given us to make life sweet, the enemy uses it as bait. To bait us into a world of debauchery that cannot satisfy you. When you take away the peace of God, the love of God, the life of God, all you have left is emptiness. And the world is always trying to gratify itself against God. It's trying to take something that He's given and misuse it. God gave you life. But they want to do away with the responsibility of it and be self-serving and take everything, and they leave a trail of misery in their wake. You know, a boat, when it goes down a river, they usually go fast in the channels where the water's deep. And the faster they go, they leave a wake. The wake is a disturbance of the water, because the propeller is propelling the boat. You got the weight of the boat against the water and the propeller churning, and it leaves a wake, and the water's in motion for a while. And if anybody's fishing on the banks, it disturbs their fishing when the boaters come by flying and going fast in their boats. Well, the enemy in his camp, they leave a wake of trouble. They leave a pattern of dead works, misery, problems. And it's a rippling effect that lasts for a very long time. They hurt people. And they get people they have people living in a stalemate. I did a broadcast about forgiving. See, when you forgive people, you release them and you can forget about them. You have the power to release them. The way they did you wrong, what they stole from you, the way they hurt you, God is able to help you rebuild your life without them. But when you forgive them, you start seeing that the enemy used them as first as bait, and then he used them against your life to hurt your life. That people that follow Satan, they just trying to have a good time. But they're half dead. They're half dead because they didn't believe on Jesus Christ. That's why they're living without God. And they don't know they don't know the reaping of their soul. They don't know how bad it is. And they're not inclined to really care about it. They don't think in that category. What's going to happen if I misuse this person for my own pleasure or gain? And then I just leave and they'll forget about it. They, you know, it's sometimes people really care about you and you mistreated them and used them for pleasure as an object. And then they were, that, you know, people can be devastated over this. Some people commit suicide over this foolishness. But as a child, I began to see how people, I would listen to people talk. And I would hear how girls would be excited about this guy that may have been in high school when we were in elementary school. Next thing you know, she's crying. You know, she cared about him, but he didn't care about her. And it leaves a wake of trouble. And then there are people who run Ponzi schemes. They swindle the people out of their retirement. They care nothing about their goals and dreams. They bait them along, saying they're going to make all this money. And the people feel excited about it, and they trust people with their hard-earned money. But if you get money the wrong way, it ends up leaving your life. Now, people who work hard as under God, they're not as fast to throw their money in the wind. But people who got money the easy way, or they may have inherited it or won it, or they got it by fraud. People who get it by fraud will lose it every time. There's no way around that. They will lose it. But people who get it the honest way, the living way, they get to keep that money, and they're going to be blessed. But you have to be wise. Satan is trying to steal your life. He's trying to trouble your waters. And he'll bait you along into trouble. He'll bait you into the waters of trouble. And without the Lord to guide you, you could be easy prey for ripoff. That's not God's will. It's not my will. But you have to listen. So, you know, when people decide, well, I'm going to skip church. I'm not going to church. And I'm not going to take my children. I'm just going to teach them what I know. Well, Satan knows more than you know. And they're not learning how to win a spiritual war. And then when they're grown and think they know everything, then they won't even believe in a spiritual war. They won't believe in Satan, and they won't believe in God. Or they'll believe in God, and they'll underestimate Satan, and he'll tear their life up. It happens all the time. Too often. But when there are living Christians around, people who are alive to God, they challenge everybody's persuasion of thinking. No matter how you're persuaded to think and what opinions you have on the shelf, when you see people doing the living things of God, it trumps everything. And no matter how loud people talk, when people get off a deathbed, when they have a thriving marriage in this world, when they have honorable children, that's a loud voice. When their children don't get in trouble, don't do drugs, don't get pregnant out of marriage, and don't father children out of marriage, and then they get married and take care of their children and excel and stay married, that has become exceptional. When it used to be normal, now it's exceptional. And Satan is trying his best to mar your life. But see, the secret is following God, looking at him, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. When you receive a blessing from the Lord, you receive that blessing, and many people say, well, my faith is finished. Your faith is really finished when you continue to seek the Lord. You've got what you were after, God has blessed you. You're in the receiving stages of your blessing. You ended the duration and receive what you have, but now you're looking to the Lord. You're looking to Him. Your love for God is still stronger than what you were after. You see, you've gotten what you were after, the good marriage, the blessed home, the good home or the raise or whatever. Now your life is a little bit better. It's easier. But when you still have your eyes on the Lord, when you're still looking to Him, when you're still seeking first the kingdom of God, that's when your faith is really finished in that area. Now you're going forward and enjoying what you've attained. Sometimes people receive things, but they don't stop and enjoy it. And they don't enjoy it because they focus on it. But when you focus on the Lord, you can enjoy what you have. You can enjoy the truck you really wanted. You can enjoy the car you really desire, your dream car. Most people don't get that dream car, but you believe God for your dream car. And you believe God, and He did it right. You did it right. You followed Him. You worked as under God. You took care of all your greater responsibilities. And you ended up with your dream car, to your surprise, even faster than if you had done it your way. And now, the car is an object. It's something that you use, and you enjoy it, and you drive it. Some people get that dream car and turn it into a trophy. Well, I'm a mechanic. Cars need to be driven. When you don't drive them, the lubrication falls to the bottom. The battery goes dead because the computer system's draining. And you know, you got air moving through it. There's no chance for mold to set up when you're driving. And when you're enjoying life, you're not afraid. Some people receive things and they don't enjoy it. They have money in the bank, but they don't enjoy it. They're still eating bologna because they don't want to be poor. They're living in fear. They can afford a nice house, but they won't buy one. And they're frugal and they're miserly. But when you have faith in the Lord, you don't have to be miserly. What's going on in the world has nothing to do with you. People are making poor decisions. And they spend money out of fear. And they waste money out of fear, out of doubt and unbelief. But when you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, He'll guide you to do what's most important. But you have to catch what He's saying. You have to receive it. You have to receive what the Lord is saying and believe Him. There was a prophet that said that a drought was coming. So the people had their heads up. They could prepare. They could dig cisterns and store water. You know, a cistern's like an underground pool where it's like a big clay pot, giant clay pot. You store water in it against the drought time. So you can continue to water your animals and your friends and cook and wash clothes and whatever you need. And when the drought came, the people who listened were prepared. When Moses told about the hail that was coming, first he said, "Tell everybody get your livestock and your servants off the fields because hail's going to destroy everything." And these hailstones broke up the trees. They tore up the trees of Egypt. Now the servants of Pharaoh, they hardened their heart like Pharaoh. Their servants and their livestock got killed by the hailstones. But the wiser servants, they feared what Moses said, and they went and they got their servants and their livestock out of harm's way. So after everything was over, they were the wealthiest people in Egypt. And Egypt was devastated. See, God will transfer the wealth to people who follow Him. They're the only people who will listen. Hard-headed people won't listen, and they'll have the same problems as the world because they won't listen. They won't receive what God is saying. They always say, something told me to do that. Something told me to do this. But they had their opinions. And they wouldn't listen. And now they're in the water lines trying to get water in drought times because they were hard-headed and wouldn't listen. If you're going to live in this life, you're going to have to learn to listen and value the concepts and the treasures of God's word. Whatever he say, you got to put that on your top shelf. And do that first. See, keeping God first is your responsibility in the relationship. He knows what you can't see. You know, I once said, well, God has a bird's eye view. Well, a bird can't see through time. God can see through time. The bird can see you and everything in front of you. He can see the army coming up behind you. He can see what's on the side of you. You just come out of the desert. The bird can fly over your head. He can see you wishing you had water, and he can look to his right and see the lake that you can't see. That's a bird's eye view. Well, God's view is even greater. He knows where the gold is buried under your feet. He knows where diamonds are. He knows where treasures are. It's all clear before him. He knows where the lake is. He knows the woman that would love you. And he knows whether or not you would love her, whether she's your type or not. He knows every person. And he can tell you what will happen if you fall in love with this person and get married, and if you fall in love with that other person and get married. He knows who's barren. He knows who's going to have children. My great-grandfather was going to marry a girl. And he was going to marry her. And he was engaged to her. And the Lord said, you're not educated and she's not educated. How will your children be educated? And he called the marriage off. And he ended up marrying my great-grandmother. And they had children. Well, the girl that he was going to marry, she married a man that had children. But they never had children together, so she was barren. My grandfather was very astute about education. He wasn't educated, but he learned to read. And he made sure all of his children went to college. He was a very industrious man. He started a high school in West Blockton. He was born a slave, but slavery was abolished after he was born. And he never did any slavery. And there's a book written about him called Freeborn Slave. My sister had it published. I don't know if it's still in print or not, but there are still copies out there. Wonderful testimony. The Lord knows people. He knows the future. He knows what you can do, what you're capable of. But see, if he show you a good potential, a good marriage, you still have to do is perform his word to maintain it, to keep it. Satan's going to try to destroy it, even good marriages. Every marriage has its own set of challenges, but there are some people that will love you no matter what. And there are some people who will love you in good times. But when the hard times come, they'll leave. Some people will look over their shoulder and start looking at the world and lusting after the world. The Lord knows what people will and what they're capable of. And if you listen to him, you know, if you can receive what he's saying, you can do better. You can make a sober choice. But if your will is too strong, it can cloud the way you hear God. If you really, 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 really got to have it your way, you can end up not receiving what God says to you. And that's sad. But as you follow God, as you put him first, not only will you receive great blessings, you'll be able to enjoy them. And even use them to be a blessing in the kingdom of God. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will take all your blessings and talents, the things you're interested in, and you can use it in the kingdom of God. A wonderful friend of mine, he has a motorcycle ministry. He loves motorcycles, and he goes and he witnesses to people at the motorcycle rallies, and he led 1,000 people to the Lord, you know, him and his group. Motorcycles. He can use your interest. Your life can be so wealthy in him. I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. But till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.